With the enthusiasm one might expect from a child on Christmas morning, Mr. Mortimer leapt to life, revealing various trinkets and pocket watches hanging from his belted waist.
Totally tantalizing tiktokery.
With each word that left his lips, he became more and more excited as he waxed lyrical about the pocket watch he held in his palm.
After all these years, a genuine marshmallow...
Lieutenant Cobb was escorted in before the crew, a petty officer at each shoulder.
Lieutenant Alexander Cobb, you are hereby brought forth under my command as captain of the HMS Valor under the charge of falsifying testimony against a member of this crew. How do you respond to these charges?
Grimes asked.
I have nothing to say, sir,
Cobb responded, his voice ragged, rage broiling under the surface.
Very well, then. Master at arms, remove his jacket.
Go! She shouted, shoving Melody into the tunnel before her. She felt the warmth of hot breath on her neck, and her limbs started to tremble from fear. Grab my hand! Screamed back Melody, reaching out to her. Elora grasped onto Melody's arm, pulling herself along the rocks and forcing herself into a wedge between them, but another force was pulling her backwards. Before she knew it, Melody had grabbed onto her wrist, but it was no use. The Hydras were too strong, and she felt herself being dragged back out.